This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. It's time to get it done. Get it done.
It's time to get uncomfortable.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Hey, comfort killers. Stacey Cross here of thecomfortkillers.com. Ready to teach millions how to get uncomfortable so they can think better, act better, and live better. The Get Uncomfortable podcast is brought to you every Thursday. No matter if I drop it in the morning, I drop it in the early afternoon, you will have it before dinner, before you go to bed. Every Thursday, I drop a new episode of Get Uncomfortable, where I teach folks how to get uncomfortable, how to live a comfort killer 360 lifestyle. Remember to take action today. Subscribe to all the socials accompanying this podcast and myself. Facebook.com/TheComfortKiller. You can search The Comfort Killer. Twitter me, Stacey A. Cross. Instagram me, Stacey A. Cross as well. No E, okay? No E. I just looked at Google Analytics and someone actually typed Stacey Cross with an IE. I was like, oh man, maybe I should give the spelling of my name. So it's Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y-A, the letter A for my middle name, Anne-Marie, and Cross, my last name. No spaces, guys. Subscribe to my newsletter. It's the Comfort Killers Network newsletter, where I drop even more value there as well. I want to start off with a quote for today. And the quote today will be, "There is nothing to be gained by associating with those who infect you with their misery." Again, I will say it. There is nothing to be gained by associating with those who infect you with their misery. Straight taken from The 48 Laws of Power, Robert Greene. So I want everyone to hold me up, not hold me down. We used to say, hey, come on, man, hold me down. But no, I want you to hold me up. So thank you to all those who are currently following, leading, liking, and engaging with The Comfort Killer. I wanted to also take this time to thank Richard Sutton of PDQ Management for spending time with me last week. We spoke briefly yesterday and I told him how the podcast came about, how we did, you know, as far as graphing it and analytics, how we did. And it went well. We had the most listens to for that week. I'm in the business category. Get Uncomfortable is in the business category and we managed to stay in great ratings there. The conversation we had really was groundbreaking in terms of my gaining attention in his audience or to his audience and the attention he has gained with mine. That's what real growth is. It's doing something every day that widens, okay? Widens or deepens the scope of your goal and mission. Today's topic is all about side hustles, side businesses, and understanding that more income should be your goal. I'm going to say that again because I just really decided to take action in this category of my 360 life. And today's topic is all about that. So it's all about side hustles, side businesses, and understanding, this is important, understanding that more income should be your goal. We will also answer the question, should you follow your passion? Should you follow something else? This is a three-part episode for the same topic. Today's topic, we'll get into the principles of money. I think it's layered and you should understand this, today's show, before we go into the next one. So should you follow your passion or should you follow something else? Today's show will be powerful because it is what you were waiting for. Simple answers to life's most majestic questions. Plus, a little later in the show, as a bonus, my mentor will share a word on prosperity, which diffused my confusion about wealth. I hope you will enjoy that. Again, the value is in my experience, comfort killers. Before we jump into the meat and potato of it all, I want to share with you insight on a little project I am working on. This project aligns with my goal and my mission and will only again widen my audience and help to improve the lives of millions. I created the Comfort Killers TV, a Stacey Cross TV production, which will be home of many original shows, documentaries, news, good news, I want to note that, and self-help webinars. By the time you listen to this show here, Get Uncomfortable Podcast, we will either be recording or finished recording our first show on the Comfort Killers TV network. It's called Love and Grow. Love and Grow is a video show hosted by myself and Siobhan, my girlfriend, my partner, and now my business partner. The show's context is how to go in business with your significant other. This could be your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your brother, your sister, a friend, really anyone that you love. So I know there's a lot that's been said about going into business with other people, but we're going to make it work. We will also talk about amazing topics such as finances, agreement, delegation, who's the boss, expansion, growth, disagreement, and much more. So definitely, after you finish listening to this, keep checking back because today we will release the first ever episode, the first ever show series on the Comfort Killers Network TV, and it's called Love and Grow. The meat and potatoes off of the show Love and Grow is really to engage with the audience that is scared of going into business with their partner or a partner, because what have we been told? So we'll talk about the psychological effects of that versus the result-based effects of that. So I believe when two people are on the same page, has a goal, then they could accomplish anything. But I also get, I really do understand the pains of partnerships and business. So I believe this show will help many succeed as the value will be our experience, myself and Siobhan. If you have a great idea for a show or you already are producing good improvement material, self-improvement material, or just good news overall, and want to be a part of the Comfort Killers TV, please send a note to hello@thecomfortkillers.com. Again, the email is hello@thecomfortkillers.com. That's going to be totally awesome later, and I can't wait. Today we're recording it, and we're both super excited. Well, let's get into today's topic, side hustles, side gigs, starting a business, whatever you want to call it. It boils down to focusing on your income. You hear that? It boils down to focusing on your income, stretching it, multiplying it, producing liquid. When I was younger, I tried all sorts of different businesses that can produce cash money. It was through this that I became an entrepreneur. Yeah, most of my ventures did fail. Most of my side gigs did fail. But I got to see firsthand what it meant to have earned income, or extra party cash. I started newsletters, dropped newspapers, started websites, delved into graphic design, bought and resold products, commerce. Before the E actually came about in e-commerce, let's take a look at the word commerce by itself and see what it means. Let's define that. Merriam Dictionary reference states business marketplace. These are synonyms of commerce. The word commerce, business, marketplace, trade, and traffic. Activities that relate to the buying and selling of goods and services. I fixed people's computers back in the day. I was somewhat of a nerd, right? So I fixed people's computers. I didn't know it, but I was actually having an activity that produced income. I didn't charge too much, and most of my clients were my family members, so you wanted to just do it and get them. But sometimes I'd spend hours doing it. So I fixed computers back in the day. I planned yard sales, got yard sales, whatever it took to earn extra cash. Now, what I did with the cash then was childish, but I'm still happy for the experiences to learn trade, to learn commerce. So I'm forever grateful. It's important that you understand that you need more income, and at first it will be side hustles and gigs that you create to gain more income. Just so you know, I am currently controlling this area of my life too. I don't want to come off like I've got this side business that turned into a multi-million dollar. I am doing it with you. So it's great that we could do it together. Actually, just a few moments ago, before I pressed record on today's show, the door knocked and I opened it. And guess what? It was our first package. Siobhan and I's first package that we will be turning into a business. So we are actually living this, and that's why this podcast came about. So the choice was made, and the first thing we needed to do was make a decision to create more income. Siobhan and I spoke about it. We said, hey, listen, let's stop worrying about spending, because everyone's worrying about spending. Everyone's worrying about clipping coupons. Everyone's worried about going to this store versus this store because it's expensive, or to take that flight versus that flight because that flight you saved a penny. I don't know. Whatever the case, people are worried about spending. I don't want to worry about spending. So let's focus. Let's make our focus to create more income. So that should be the basis, the foundation, and your obligation. Okay, you need to create additional income streams, because one isn't enough when you're focused on income versus your focus on spending. You start realizing that, hey, one isn't enough. So I want to continue living life, right? Living this beautiful life. I don't want to have to worry about bills. I don't want to have to worry about what am I going to eat tonight, or choose an average place to go because it's in that price range that you could afford. I want to go there because I want to go there and not have to worry. So I realized that focusing on the income and not the spending is the better avenue. So that should be your basis too, in case you're looking at this and you want to go about understanding what you should do. The first thing to do is make the decision that let's stop worrying about spending. Let's focus on our income stream, because one isn't enough. You want to retire, you want to travel, you want to send your kids to great schools, you want to go to great schools, you want to just have fun, you want to not have to worry, you want to have the highest plan, you want to get a car. You can't focus on your spending. You have to focus on your income. One is never enough to accomplish all of life's greatest imaginations and adventures. But you also need to be aware that your current income stream, right? Your current income stream is an income stream. When I get paid from my employer, my resource center, I no longer look at it as a paycheck, because you work for a paycheck. I look at it as an income stream, one income stream. So there's many of us right now that has at least one income stream, your job. So look at it like that. Hey, I got one income stream. What could I do to gain more, to get more than one? So there are rules to income, money principles to expand it. So you're at this place where, okay, I understand now. I'm going to treat my salary as an income stream, right? Even though I have to work for it, and that's the worst form of income is when you have to actually sell your time. But we're going to get into it. What we want to do now is get the basis for what we're going to get into. So the principles of money and the rules of income is something that I needed to learn. And once I learned this, and I'm going to give you three of them today. Once I learned this, I stopped. It completely changed my mindset and my vision and my thoughts about money. And I have to say, it is the reason why my door knocked today, and there's a package for me, and there's products in that package, and there's a new income stream right at the door. Because at the end of the day, I understood something about money that my parents didn't teach me, that couldn't teach me. They didn't know it. That my friends didn't know, couldn't help me. My uncles couldn't tell me, you know, my schools didn't teach me. Okay. You know, nowhere in my life did I find out this information, this piece that I'm about to give you that helped me dramatically and drastically improve my life and my finances did I have to get from anywhere in my past. It was there. I'm sure people were focused on multiple streams of income, but not in my case. So I had to learn this later on in life and put it to use today to create more. So the first principle, number one, the principles of money is make your money work for you. I mean, wow. Make your money work for you. If you want some homework, the first homework you will have is read The Richest Man in Babylon by Charles F. Hanel. I believe H-A-A-N-E-L. Charles F. Hanel or Charles H. Hanel. It's slipping my mind, but that's not where I just learned it from. I think that's a great book as a prereq to definitely get into this topic, especially since we're doing a three-part series. Today's the first part. It'll be good foundation. It'll be just good knowledge base for you. So again, the first one is make your money work for you. Now, who told us that when we were kids? My mom didn't say, hey, go make your money work for you. She said, go to school and get a great job. My uncle said, hey, what are you doing now? Don't do that side business. It's nothing. You can't get a future out of that. Go to school, you know, work a part-time job, go to school, just get your play money, get your spending money. That's what they called it, spending money. So you can see how over the years, accumulation of this mindset cemented the way I viewed money, which was totally wrong, incorrect. So make your money work for you. So how do you do that? Treat your income as if it is a slave, a worker for you. Ever heard the saying, don't let money control you? It's absolutely right. You need to control money. So make your money work for you. When I learned this principle and put it into action, I began to appreciate what money is and how much time I get back when I let it work for me. Decide to make money work for you, and you will begin to open all those closed doors from the years that you had that crazy mindset about money. You will create opportunity to make it work. See, once you get this mindset to change the way you view money, making your money work for you, all of a sudden you will have an opportunity come knocking at the door. That opportunity will be ready. And the opportunity was always there, but now you can see it because you're looking at money differently. You're changing the way you view what's coming in. So of course, when it goes out, you're going to see something different. No, Siobhan comes running up here. That was the door knock of opportunity.
Oh.
That was the door knock of opportunity. So the second principle about money is money wants attention. Okay? Money wants attention. See, when I was younger, we don't talk about money. Okay? The only time you hear people talk about money is when they were upset at paying a bill. You know, no one knew our net worth. Our family didn't sit and discuss where we were as a family. You didn't know how much someone made. You didn't know what they were doing. There were accounts over here, things over here. Nothing was brought in together. Money didn't have attention in my household. Another principle is money wants attention. It wants a job. It wants something. It wants to do something. You don't think so? The principle comes from the mindset of abundance. See, scared money, what do they say? Scared money doesn't make money. It's true. And it's, the money isn't scared. It's the owner of that money that's scared. They're scared. They're fearful. They're living in fear. They're living in scarcity. They're living in lack. We live in a world of abundance. Your money also lives in this world and wants to be acknowledged. Do you know how much is coming in, going out, where it's going? How much more will come in? The energy of the money going out? When the energy around money is of lack, scarcity, evil, hate, the money that is returned to you never stays around. It cannot. You know what I say? Stop being a miser. That's the first thing. Stop being a miser. You don't have to be a crazy loose spender, because that's not good either. Because you want to be able to invest. You want to have calculated energy around your money. You want to have a progress around your money. You want to have dedication around your money. But do this exercise just so that you could see what I mean. Here's a practical action exercise for you, and you could do it right now. Hold your hand up right now and make a fist. So you have your hand up, hold it up, and make a fist. A person that comes from lack and scarcity treats money like this. The coins, money, cash, the opportunity that's inside the fist, never giving more than the tight fist will allow, just look at your hand, tight fist, everything's inside. But guess what? The same fist will never be able to have anything come inside of it either. Not be able to receive either. Nothing in, nothing out. Nothing out, nothing in. That is not paying attention, so it doesn't pay. So the second principle is money wants attention. Open your hand. How much is there? How much will come out? How much is coming in? From a world of abundance, you have to operate from that place. The third money principle is in the understanding that you can't make money. Woo! You create opportunities that allows for the flow of income. You heard it. You can't make money. When I heard this principle, I was shocked. Before I heard the fact, what do you mean you can't make money? I make money every day. What are you talking about? Okay, so here's the problem. It's illegal, right? The Fed, the Federal Reserve, they make money. In all the countries, they have the places that print the money. They make money. You don't make money. You create opportunities that allow for the flow of income. Your job, your 9-to-5, all that is an opportunity that you created that is the vehicle to which an income flow is received. See how the mindset changes and your view on money is changed. This brings me to a point of paying bills, right? You like paying bills? How do you feel about paying bills? Every month, right? The first of the month. That used to be that's even a song. It's the first of the month. You know, pay up. People hate paying bills. I used to hate the beginning, the middle, and the end of the month because rent was due, electric, water, gas, and cable. They never happened on the same date. They were spread, sprinkled throughout the month. And so every day was filled with hate. But guess what? We use the services happily, don't we? We love to turn the lights on, turn the TV on throughout the house, and appreciate what it does for our family. Heat keeps us all warm and snuggly at night. Running water, resources, plumbing, all of this. Why are we so damn upset? The energy of the money you give out, again, has to be in the mindset of abundance. Try to appreciate paying for the services rendered than being in a state of anger, resent, hopelessness, and negativity. Now, I know you have it. I know if you've seen it. My own family, me personally. I gotta pay this car note. Mind you, I just drove all month. I jumped in, opened the trunk, threw my stuff in, jumped in there, pumped the music, windows down, top back, fill it up with gas. And then at the end of the month, you're scared. You hate the car. You don't know why life has to be so hard. Why? You used the service. So it's because money needs to feel appreciated, loved. And guess what? It will come back to you in bunches. You should rather be angry at the poverty mindset we accumulated over the years. Resent being stuck and living on a hamster wheel. That's what you need to focus your energy. Hate it so much that you want to change it. Hate the fact that you don't have enough income streams right now and you want more. This is why the basic foundation of changing your financial state begins with making the decision. So that's what today's about. It's about making the decision. Deciding to think differently about commerce, finances, income, money, wealth, opportunities. It is the only way, and it's only then that you will be ready to double down to growing your flows. So I couldn't start this series with saying, hey, this is a great income flow. Oh, over here. Excuse me. This is an awesome, this is an even better one. Hey, why don't you do that? Because guess what? The mindset won't even allow you to continue with it. And I don't want failure. If you're going to fail, fail because you knew exactly what you were going to get into. With the mindset that you knew what you were going to get into. If you fail without this mindset, this money mindset, that's just fail. But if you fail at you changing your mindset, you change the mindset, then you started a couple businesses, you will never stop until you created multiple income streams. In my next show, in the next part of this series, we will continue on this topic and focus more on the actual streams. Where do we get it? How do we get it? How to start a side business? What to invest in? So again, this will be a three-part series for income growth. I'll publish articles as well on thecomfortkillers.com throughout this series. So everything that you see on thecomfortkillers.com this week and next week will be related to finances, income flow, side businesses, side hustles, how to grow your income, how to manage your... I don't even want to manage my finances, okay? I want to control it. I encourage you to share this podcast with your friends and family that just need to hear it. Share it to your network. I always appreciate how kind you are, allowing me to fulfill my mission in life. Again, my mission in life is to teach people how to get uncomfortable, to think better, to act better, and to live better. Thank you for listening. Remain uncomfortable. My name is Stacy Cross. As always, I am here for you. And I'm going to leave you with a short audio of my mentor, Grant Cardone, which he created the rules of success. Rule number 11 for him was prosperity attitude. I think that it goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today. So it's about 2 minutes, very short, and it has helped me tremendously. Enjoy your day. Again, remain uncomfortable.
To prosper. You want to go with your friends out to prosper, to do well. The only thing that comes from hard work and effort is a broken back. Come to work to prosper. There's a lot of false data, folks, that you've been living with, and one of them is hard work. Focus on prosperity, you get prosperity. Focus on hard work, and you get hard work. What you show up for, what you go into attention with, is what you get. Too many good people that you know work hard and never prosper. In fact, masses of people work hard for those that will prosper, because the prosperity thinker ends up prospering and has abundance in their life, and the hard worker works for the prosperity thinker. Come to work to prosper. All decisions that you make in your life should be for the greatest good of the most people. And that's a prospering idea. All decisions you make should be about prospering, to increasing flow, cash flow, friend flow, business flow, client flow. All activities should be about increasing flow in your life abundantly with prosperity, to improving your lifestyle for you, your friends, your community, for your business, and others. So bring the commitment and decision to have prosperity in all your affairs, in relationships, with business, clients, friends, in all areas. Bring prosperity.
Thank you.